ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन सभी की याद लेकर जैसे मैं वतन में
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region,
सुंदर चमकती हुई मालाएं दिखाई दे रही थी।
I saw very beautiful
Baba,
sparkling garlands
एक-एक माला को
near Baba, and Baba was looking at each garland very closely
मुस्कुरा रही थी
and smiling।
और कुछ सेकंड तो मैं ये दृश्य देखती रही।
For a few seconds I was observing this scene।
बाबा ने कहा,
After a while Baba said,
आओ बच्ची,
Come child।
मैंने कहा, बाबा आप ये क्या देख रहे
हैं? I then asked Baba what he was looking at।
कहा, बाप को अपने बच्चों के ऊपर कितना प्यार।
Baba replied that Baba has great love for his children। He has pride in his children।
बाबा के दिल तक नशीन तो है।
Each child is already residing in God's heart throne। They are a bead of the rosary।
बच्चे मेरे ऊपर मालाएं चढ़ाते हैं।
On the path of devotion, you children had garlanded Baba, O God, a great deal। But now, Baba is seeing you as those living garlands, those living rosaries, and so Baba is showering all of you with a lot of love। As Baba said this, Baba's children emerged from all the garlands that were in front of Baba, and all the children stood in a circle holding each other's hand, and they surrounded Baba.
So
Baba was in the center and the children were all around in a circle, and everyone was dancing the divine dance,
जैसे कि बिल्कुल संगठन की माला हो।
So each one was holding each other's hand very firmly, and it was expressing, showing the strength of the gathering, the love। Baba said the love that the children have for the father and for each other has helped them get threaded in the thread of love। So all of you are threaded in this love for Baba।
इस ब्राह्मण जीवन के अंदर उमंग उत्साह में उड़ते रहे।
And you're giving each one support and taking each other ahead। You're flying in with love in this Brahmin life। I then told Baba, this is the last meeting of this present season। Many brothers and sisters have come for this meeting, especially from foreign lands। Baba's children from all four directions have come। So Baba started to smile and said, Is this the last turn? Is this the last meeting? This is not the group, the last group, but these are the children who are going to come first। All of you are number one in your love for the father, and you always celebrate a very lovely meeting with the father। And so seeing these children who are number one, Baba is remembering how these are the children who are going to become the future masters of the new world। So Baba was giving the children a lot of love। Baba then said the children are making a lot of good effort, engaged in their spiritual endeavor। So I also said, yes Baba, all the children have great love for their efforts। Baba said, yes, the children know and the father knows as well। And then Baba asked, what do the children have to do now? Baba then asked all the children, Baba asked me also, ask the children, what efforts will they make now? I then said, Baba, the children will do whatever you tell them to do। Baba then said, according to the time, you children have to become the embodiment of giving visions। Time is moving ahead at a fast speed, at its own fast speed, the devotee souls and all the other souls of the world want to see something which will fulfill all their desires. So Baba is keeping you children in front and wants to make you children the embodiment of those who give vision. So I then asked Baba, how will this happen? How will the children do this? So Baba then said, you have to pay attention to two aspects. One is volcanic remembrance and also keeping the balance of volcanic remembrance and the embodiment of coolness. The situations that are going to come in the future, for that you need to create such a strong inner state. So no matter what situations come, with your powerful volcanic stage, those situations cannot affect you. Sometimes what the children do, they become the volcanic, the fiery form, but they don't keep the balance of being the embodiment of coolness.
So
in that stage of being the embodiment of coolness, you'll be able to listen to the call of the devotee souls, you'll be able to have mercy for other souls who are carrying out different tasks in the world. So with mercy, you have to give sakash to souls every day so that they have some experience or the other. So by the end, all souls will have experiences and then the task of transformation will be taken further. Because the children, the Brahman children, are not able to balance these two stages, sometimes your efforts take you ahead, sometimes the efforts are fast, sometimes the efforts are a bit slack, sometimes the efforts stop. Baba then showed a very lovely toy. So Baba gave this toy to all the children, all the Brahmin children. For some while we tried to hold on to the toy was moving down, for some the toy was moving upwards, for some it was shaking, fluctuating. Baba then said, do you know what this toy is doing? Sometimes it's moving up, sometimes down, it's shaking. So what does this mean? What does this represent? In order to keep this toy absolutely stable, there was a very beautiful point, a dot in the center of the toy. Baba said, press this bindi, this point. So when they pressed that button, the toy became absolutely stable and light started to emanate from the toy. And very good vibrations were then coming from the toy and spreading. Very good vibrations all around. Baba then said, according to the time, the children's stage is good too, but sometimes the stage fluctuates. Sometimes children fly very high, sometimes they come down. There isn't a balance. So in order to maintain an inner balance, the children have to focus on the point form and also remember who's your companion, maintain that companionship with the father. You will always remain safe in Baba's company. As Baba's companion, remember that whatever powers you're receiving from the Father, you have to have good experiences and share those experiences with others. Baba was entertaining the children, he was swinging the children in joy today. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba once again emerged that toy in each one's hand and reminded the children of the bindi, the point, the button in the center. So on that button was written, remember the point form being the dot and also the father's companionship. And then you'll be able to maintain inner balance. According to the time, your children have to create the volcanic, powerful inner stage and maintain the balance of coolness too. After I offered bhog to Baba, there were several who had offered bhog for several souls. I gave those remembrances to Baba. And Baba then said, tell everyone that whoever has sent remembrances for any particular soul, Baba has already given them the answer, remain carefree, stay in the Father's company and continue to make progress. Acha, Om Shanti.